The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
72% of Irish shoppers say that they want healthier, more sustainable products to be more affordable. That is according to the EY Future Consumer Index. And I'm joined now by Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE lead for obesity. Donal, it sounds positive to me that they want it to be more affordable and accessible. What's in the way of this happening, do you think?
Well, I think it is very positive, and it shows, I think, that all the initiatives that are out there to promote healthy eating, active living, are kind of resonating. And now the challenge is making the healthier choice easier, more affordable. So cost is a barrier. I think education is a barrier, because there is a kind of an entrenched misconception that eating healthily is intrinsically and inevitably very expensive. And, you know, it is more expensive, but you can do a lot with pasta, a tin of tomatoes and a chicken for under a tenner for five people. And you don't do that with a takeaway.
Yeah.
Even though you think you're getting a meal deal.
Well, I have to say that when people say it's more expensive, I happen to like cooking. So I would make, not all the time, and I'm not suggesting that for a minute, but I would often make things, as they say, from scratch by buying veggies and as you say, a chicken or something. And it's not that expensive. And certainly the nights when which I also do, buy a takeaway for the family, that costs me far more money. So is there a bit of a misconception here as well, though?
So there is a misconception. Now, you know, you look at recipes and you go to fancier ingredients, and the fancier ingredients are very expensive. But the fundamentals of healthy eating can be done reasonably cheaply. Now, we have to incentivize it. And I think we have to use monies that come in from the sugar tax. And if you expanded the base on the sugar tax, use that to subsidize healthier foods. I'm all for that. There are some countries who have very good kind of food voucher schemes for people who are living in less well-off areas and are of lower income. Some people think that's stigmatizing, but you have to deal with the reality and then try and encourage both education and activity in that space.
So are you suggesting that we would use stuff like the sugar tax to make things like, and I'm just like, vegetables cheaper? So you know, that we would make our carrots cheaper and our onions cheaper or whatever. Is that the kind of thing? Because I know we've looked at some stats before we came on air this morning, that other countries, like if you look at France, spend a higher proportion of their income on food, that they kind of revere food in a way that maybe we don't. So are we subsidising food in this, or would we be subsidising food in this country in a way that is sort of, I suppose, out of step elsewhere, where people actually value food differently?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to take steps that will encourage people to look at, you know, purchasing the healthier foods and cooking from scratch. And in that context, I think the school meal scheme is a huge opportunity to educate young people, not just on the value of food, but on the skills and the preparation required to prepare meals.
Okay. And just briefly, what is your view on the, you know, the hot school meals program? Because a lot of people have come out and slated it in terms of its nutritional value and said that it's too processed, it's too high fat, too high salt, too high sugar.
Yeah, look, I think as a children's health right and initiative, I think it's incredibly positive. I think as an opportunity for educating kids in preparation and healthy food made easier, I think it's a huge opportunity. The investment is massive. It's going to be 600 or 700 million by the time it's reached into secondary schools and more than that. And if we simply use that to buy ready meals from large companies and don't engage the students in the farm to fork, the agricultural economy we are, then we're missing a massive opportunity.
The last thing I would say, that EY study, it says, like, you know, almost three quarters of us want healthier and more sustainable products. A lot of people, though, have ideas that, you know, to be healthier, you have to eat organic and stuff. And that is obviously more expensive. But that's not strictly true in terms of health, Donal, is it?
No, I mean, organic has advantages. There's no doubt in terms of the kind of whole growing process and the kind of factors that are used. So there is no doubt organic is better, free range is better. They're more expensive. But for the vast majority of us, vegetables are healthy, bought raw and cooked once, not ultra processed.
And that is Professor Donal O'Shea, their clinical lead on obesity with the HSE. Do let us know what you think about that. Is it too dear to buy healthy food? Or is that a bit of an excuse sometimes? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.